Let's face it, most of us did not know that high-fructose corn syrup sweetened so much food. We have no excuse now. The food industry sponsors ads like this one.
Sugar cube, face forward.
Here, a policeman lines up suspects. There is an ear of corn, a sugar cube, and a plastic honey bear bottle. The cop turns to the victim of the crime.
Do you see the one responsible for you gaining the weight?
I've seen that high-fructose corn syrup guy on the news. Maybe it was him.
You mean you're making all this stuff up without any proof?
At this point, the policeman lets the corn sweetener go. The sugar cube and the honey bear bumble out, too.
Maybe it's the sugar cube! No! The honey bear!
There's a reason we're seeing ads like this. One market research survey showed more than half of consumers had, quote, some concern about corn syrup. Some feel like the victim in that ad. They have this vague fear that corn syrup is worse for your waistline than sugar. And they know that scientists really are looking at this question.
This particular study has stirred up extraordinary interest, much more than we expected.
Dr. Bart Hobel is from Princeton University. A while ago, his research team fed rats watered-down sugar. Now, those rats did not get fat, but recently his team looked at what happened when rats drank watered-down corn syrup.
The ones drinking fructose gained more weight, even though they were taking in fewer calories. There was something special or different about the high-fructose corn syrup in that group.
Hobel says there are several studies like his moving through the scientific pipeline. They all look at whether eating high-fructose corn syrup is worse than eating sugar. But Hobel worries the public is missing a big point here. He says nearly all scientists agree we get too many calories from both corn syrup and sugar. But market research shows people miss all the caveats and the mixed results behind the science. They already made up their minds.
They're looking for an ingredient that they know, and sugar is a more recognizable ingredient.
That's Dr. Helen Jensen. She studies food economics at Iowa State University. She says some food companies don't care if customers have the science right or wrong.
So from the manufacturer's point of view, they are looking to make more product mixes that offer consumers the choice of having a sugar-based product.
This is why you're seeing products that say sweetened with real sugar. For example, the Pepsi company is pitching a sugar version of Mountain Dew, while its regular version is still sweetened with corn syrup. Other companies are switching too. Jensen says all of this is a big change. Tariffs raise the price of regular sugar, and subsidies for corn used to make corn syrup cheap.
Today it's a little different. While sugar is still more expensive, it's not as expensive as it used to be.
So Jensen says if customers are pushing a company to switch from corn syrup to sugar, the company might just pay more for ingredients to keep its customers. But Jensen has a word of caution for people who hope that sugar wins the battle over our sweet tooths. She says countries like Australia sweeten a lot of food too, but they use almost no corn syrup there. They use sugar, and Australians have gotten more and more obese, just like we have in the U.S. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.